Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule, the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat." I talked with many pastor search committees in the past and often heard this request, "Pastor, we need you to come and motivate us to serve Christ." I would share with them, if Jesus giving his life on the cross does not motivate you to share your faith and serve Christ, I am not your man. I cannot motivate you to be faithful to the King. My dad had ways to motivate his children. When I turned 16, he asked me one day, "Do you want a car?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Great, you better get a job and pay cash for the car, pay for the maintenance and the insurance." He had a way of limiting our choices. So as a teen, we were not all stressed out about our next step in life. I remember him taking me to see a 1966 Mustang. I paid $675 cash. If you want to buy your children cars, trucks, and that sort of thing, that is absolutely wonderful. I found for me personally, that motivated me to work and take good care of every vehicle I've owned. My hands-on learning process has stuck with me. I worked secular jobs for 14 years. I watched some excellent employees give their all. Others worked harder getting out of work than they did if they had strived for excellence. People who had car payments, house payments, and children to raise were usually the most responsible. Working on a church staff is different. This is the people business. What we do usually only shows on Sunday and Wednesday, and of course that's pre-COVID. I've been teased through the years by people who say pastors only work 2 days per week. That's the voice of ignorance. That's why we at Pleasant Valley South keep office hours and have staff on call 24/7 to respond to ministry needs of the Pleasant Valley South family. I count it a privilege to be your pastor. Delane and I have been blessed to serve in 3 outstanding churches and have eternal friends from all of them. My highest motive is to bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have heard the only thing a human is entitled to is eternity in hell because of our sin nature. Through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, the shedding of his blood, and the resurrection, we have the privilege to trust him and be saved. God gave his best for us. We owe him our all. It's amazing how when we work to his glory, his provisions take care of all of our needs.